Loie Fuller, the American dancer who inspired this lamp, had two goals: to become famous and to create a new art form that made music visible. Fuller left Illinois and arrived in Paris around 1892. Here's the museum's first director, Hugh McCain.
The typical Art Nouveau figure would be that Loie Fuller lamp, where she has the great gauze that would sweep up in the air and look like she was just weightless.
To perform, Fuller wrapped herself in hundreds of yards of silk with sewn-in wands she used to swirl the fabric. Colored lights were projected over the scene, creating a mesmerizing spectacle of continuous, sensual movement. As curator of education Betsy Peters says,
people could watch her dance and be able to reflect what they wanted to see on her.
Art Nouveau artists were fascinated by the idea of metamorphosis and often depicted women as mysterious, sexualized, and exotic. Fuller's dance fit perfectly into this ideal and captured French sculptor Raoul Larche's imagination. Larche tried to capture the essence of Fuller's performance in this bronze table lamp. Collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer.
This lamp really shows the complicated lines and the swirling whiplash that was very popular element of Art Nouveau, kind of neoclassical on steroids.
When this lamp was made, the incandescent light bulb was new, and the idea of electricity captivated artists. The swirling fabric over the dancer's head hides two light bulbs, and the lamp's wiring is concealed in her body. The combination of electricity and design made Fuller's exotic spectacle of movement, music, and light possible.